High school's easy, goes a saying on Twitter. It's like riding a bike, except the bike is on fire and you're on fire and everything's on fire. Well, that journey's even tougher if you're homeless. In the first story in our American Graduate series, Homeless in High School, we get the basics. How's homeless in high school defined? How many kids are there? And who's there to help? Almost every public school district in Texas has homeless students. The current official count for all students sits at 111,000. They're often invisible to classmates, teachers, even to each other. Sylvia Torres is a 16-year-old junior in McKinney North High School, her fourth high school in 3 years.
When I came here from South Dakota, they were ahead of us, and I haven't learned it, so I started failing. It started frustrating me, and I felt it would get to the point where I couldn't eat no more. I couldn't sleep. So I was struggling.
Sylvia's family was struggling too. In the 2 years since her freshman year in Rapid City, the financially strapped family bounced around Richardson, McKinney, back to South Dakota. That's when they got word that a spot had opened up in the Samaritan Inn. The McKinney Homeless Shelter used to be a minimum security jail.
There's almost 1 million people in Collin County now, and there's still just one homeless shelter with 160 beds. That's insanity.
Lynn Cipiora is Samaritan's executive director. Smaller shelters in the county take in homeless kids, but no one focuses on adults and families the way Samaritan does. Cipiora uses the word insanity because Collin is among the wealthiest of the state's 254 counties.
And that is an obstacle I have to get around everywhere I go. But I have gotten around it because I have the numbers to back up the need. Always full, and last year turned away over 3,600 qualified people.
Today, the Torres family has a small room in the family wing of the Samaritan Inn. Bunk beds, lockers, a tiny bathroom. Down another spoke of a hall are rooms for women, another wing for men. The central desk is the hub of this shelter's design. There's a cramped computer lab, a small kitchen, dining room. A federal law, the 1987 McKinney-Vento Act, requires all public schools to educate homeless kids. It has nothing to do with the Texas town. It's named after two late congressmen. Barbara James explains who qualifies.
We have kids that are literally on the streets. They're living in cars, tents. Then we've got kids that are living in hotels or motels, the weekly motels, sometimes just daily.
James runs Theo, the Texas Homeless Education Office in Austin.
And then we have kids living in shelters. And then the largest category of kids that we have that are considered homeless are those who are living in homes of friends or relatives because they lack their own fixed, regular, and adequate residence.
And those, says James, account for up to 70% of the state's homeless kids. So when Sylvia lived with her uncle, she fit the category. It's a school district's responsibility to identify homeless students. P.J. Holland with the McKinney School District says it starts with a simple form.
And it just asks questions. Are you living with your parents or not? Are you living in any of these situations? And one of them is I live on my own. The second one is I live with another family due to economic hardship. Another one is my house doesn't have running water, electricity.
Other than support services, school for homeless kids is pretty much the same as for anybody else. It's up to each district to get homeless students to and from school, says Lynn Cipiora.
So we have about 15 school buses that show up every day taking kids all over the county. Or you can use the Samaritan Inn as your permanent address and go to the school that you would go to if this is where you lived all the time.
That's how McKinney North became Sylvia's high school. It's how Sierra Mikkel ended up there, too, after her mom got evicted from their Plano apartment.
I just assume, like, you know, like on TV and stuff, when people go to a shelter, you see kind of like a homeless people. I just kind of stereotyped it in my head, like it was going to be like a place with, like, you know, like gross people.
The 18-year-old had never been in a shelter before. Now she's one of those homeless people, and she likes the Samaritan Inn. Under McKinney-Vento, she gets food, clothing, tutors, counseling, physicals, annual shots, all the necessities to graduate. The senior has since moved in with a friend while her mom works in New York. Sierra wants to be a teacher for the hearing impaired. Her sister wears a hearing aid.
Even though we were struggling, I just grew up like being told that like education is key, so to me, that was like more important to finish school and focus on keeping my grades good, you know.
Meanwhile, Sylvia still struggles with some classes. She's determined to be a mechanic like her dad. She's learning to beat stereotypes that girls can't fix front drive axles or change truck tires.
I wanted to prove them wrong. How they said that girls can't lift tires, I proved them wrong. It was to a truck. The tire went up to my chest, and I was like, oh, okay. So I tried, and I got it.
There's more she wants to accomplish, like beating the homeless stereotype. Sitting across from Sierra, she learned she's not alone.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad that I met her because I thought I was the only one that lives in a homeless shelter. I never knew there was other kids like me.
In McKinney North alone, there are 171 others like her, homeless in high school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.